The brother of Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Campbell is slated to go on trial in December for allegedly sexually assaulting 9 women over 3 years. Alvin Campbell is accused of preying on women at bars in downtown Boston. A WBUR investigation finds victims reported the attacks again and again before officers finally made an arrest, even as the assaults continued. And a warning, this story includes descriptions of sexual violence. WBUR's Walter Ruthman reports.
4 years ago, Alvin Campbell stood in a hallway at Boston Municipal Court.
Matter of Alvin Campbell, counsel.
Thank you.
Campbell was being arraigned on charges he kidnapped and raped a 26-year-old woman after she left a holiday party downtown. But Campbell refused to enter the courtroom, even as Judge Michael Coyne ordered him to.
Sir, you don't want me to have to come back there. Show yourself to me. I cannot see you from where I'm seated, sir.
Campbell finally stepped through the doorway. Prosecutor Elizabeth Riley laid out the case, saying the victim got into Campbell's car thinking it was an Uber.
She does not remember anything about that car ride, Your Honor. The next thing that she remembers is a vision of a man on top of her and then waking up naked in a bed.
Police identified the man as Campbell using DNA, video, and GPS data. After Campbell was arrested, officers found photos and videos of other attacks on his phone. They eventually charged him with sexually assaulting 9 women. The shocking case drew national attention. Here's then-Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins speaking to ABC News.
This is somebody who is, we would argue, is a sexual predator.
What Rollins didn't say was that police had suspected Campbell of rape for more than 3 years. Through a records request, WBUR found a search warrant application showing 4 women reported 3 separate assaults from 2016 to 2018. Their stories were eerily similar. Each time, the women said Campbell sexually assaulted them after driving them home from bars in downtown Boston. Each time, DNA evidence matched with Campbell. And each time, law enforcement decided not to arrest him or charge him with a crime. The investigations also seemed limited. Consider what happened in one of those early cases. In 2017, a pair of roommates ran into Campbell at a downtown bar called The Harp. They told police Campbell claimed to be a bouncer, offered them a ride home, and then forced himself on them. The Harp's longtime manager, Jamie Roberts, says he doesn't remember police stopping by to investigate at the time.
Not at all. They never came down and specifically asked us to do anything looking for people. They may have.
Police already had DNA evidence tying Campbell to the assaults, and both women agreed to testify. But the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office dropped the case before grand jurors could decide whether to indict Campbell. Some experts questioned that decision. They point to an internal memo where prosecutors said one of the roommates was so intoxicated she wasn't sure she, quote, actually said no.
Which should be a lack of consent, right? Because if you're too incapacitated to give consent, then you cannot give consent.
That's Melissa Morabito, a professor of criminology at UMass Lowell. She studies sexual assaults.
Just because these cases are hard to prove is not a reason not to go forward.
Some observers wonder whether officials were also wary of bringing charges because of Alvin Campbell's prominent sister, Andrea Campbell, then a Boston City Councilor and now the state's attorney general. Samuel Dordulian is a former sex crimes prosecutor for Los Angeles County.
Oftentimes you probably will get that phone call. Hey, you know, you do realize who this person is. So you take extra care. You slow it down probably more than you would have otherwise. If it's one of those cases where it's literally, you know, 50-50 on whether you should file, you'll probably hesitate.
Boston police refused to comment or release records of their investigations. The Suffolk DA's office firmly denies Alvin Campbell's family connection was a factor. Attorney General Andrea Campbell has rarely discussed the case in public, but provided a recorded statement to WBUR.
I remain horrified, heartbroken, and devastated by this case. I support survivors of sexual assault without qualification, and I will continue to pray for the survivors in this case who have shown tremendous courage in coming forward.
Her office said she had no contact with law enforcement about the charges.
I would never interfere with or influence any investigation, especially one involving such serious allegations, and the prosecution underway has my unreserved support.
Experts say the case demonstrates how sexual assaults often go unprosecuted, sometimes allowing perpetrators to walk free. Only 1 in 5 reported sexual assaults ever lead to arrest. Even fewer result in convictions. Laura Dunn is an attorney who represents victims of sexual assault.
We need to stop waiting for offenders to have assaulted numerous people before we take action. We need to believe survivors the first time.
At this time, sir, how do you wish to plead to each of these indictments?
I'm guilty.
On a 2021 Zoom call from jail, Alvin Campbell pleaded not guilty to all 9 sexual assault charges. He now sits at the Nashua Street Jail awaiting his December court date. Campbell has insisted in the courtroom that the sexual encounters were consensual, and outside of court, he's cast doubt on allegations against others. About a month before his arrest, Campbell posted a video on Facebook Live. He seemed upset about accusations of sexual assault against then-President Donald Trump, and he offered advice for viewers.
You have the right to face your accuser. Don't ever let these people disrespect the Constitution. That's what helped people become free in their cases.
Campbell will now have to face his accusers at trial, and the women will finally have a chance to be heard. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Walter Wuthman.